WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
We live in a political world. Courage is a thing of the past. Houses are haunted, children are unwanted. The next day could be your last. We live in a political world. The one we can see and can feel. But there's no one to check. It's all a stacked deck. We all know for sure that it's real.
We certainly do live in a political world, and the politics of Bob Dylan criticism have decreed that Oh Mercy is an unexpected return to form, a triumph after years spent squandering a prodigious talent. This is doing the considerably more complex nature of Dylan's work a disservice. Oh Mercy is indeed very good, but the fact is Dylan has been tucking at least two or three good songs into most of his albums in the 80s, and in this sense Oh Mercy should be heard as the culmination of this increasingly excellent material. But that wouldn't jibe with the standard line on Dylan, which is that he's long been a semi-burned-out case, a querulous misanthrope who can't be bothered to crank out another classic. And the only alternative to this line is the one that Jan Wenner propagates at Rolling Stone, in which four-star reviews seem to be ordered up as a matter of course, and Dylan, the poor sap, can do no wrong. He's a crucified saint.
Most of the time, I'm clear-focused all around. Most of the time, I can keep both feet on the ground. I can follow the path, I can read the sign. Stay right with it when the road unwinds. I can handle whatever I stumble upon. I don't even notice. I see you gone most of the time.
The Bob Dylan few people want to admit exists is the hard-working singer-songwriter, a shrewd marketer of his own image who refuses to settle back and become an oldies act. He doesn't have anything new to say on Oh Mercy, but that doesn't matter, because you can never say enough about the themes to which Dylan returns again and again: faith, doubt, heartbreak, regret. And of course, there seems to be no end to the ways in which this immensely talented man can express his contempt for people who've done him wrong.
What was it you wanted? Tell me again so I know. What's happening in there? What's going on in your show? What was it you wanted? Could you say it again? I'll be back in a minute. You can get it together by then.
That's What Was It You Wanted, a good piece of music with an obnoxious purpose. It's a condescending slap intended to silence the woman being addressed. It also contains one of those great only in the mind of Dylan quatrains, quote, what was it you wanted? Go ahead and speak. What was it you wanted when you were kissing my teeth? Or at least that's how I heard it. There's no lyric sheet provided, of course. Oh Mercy was produced by Daniel Lanois, who has overseen albums for more fashionable, fussier artists, such as U2 and Peter Gabriel. Lanois and Dylan recorded Oh Mercy in New Orleans and used members of the Neville Brothers' backup band. The results could easily have been a pretentious mess, but Oh Mercy is almost eerily beautiful.
What good am I if I'm like all the rest? If I just turn away when I see how you're dressed. If I shut myself off so I can't hear you cry. What good am I?
That's What Good Am I, a composition whose words are phrased as a love song, but which I think is one of Dylan's most entirely successful religious songs, as vivid a portrait of abject humility as I can think of in popular music. And Dylan follows that with a funny twist on the same theme in a song called Disease of Conceit.
There's a whole lot of people suffering tonight from the disease of conceit. A whole lot of people struggling tonight from the disease of conceit.
ride down the highway, straight down the line. Rips into your senses, through your body and your mind. Nothing about it that's sweet, the disease of conceit. There's a whole lot of hearts breaking tonight from the disease of conceit. Whole lot of hearts shaking tonight from the disease of conceit. Steps into your room, eats into your soul. Over your senses, you have no control. Ain't nothing too discreet about the disease of conceit.
I love that song. By conventional standards, it's badly written, full of awkward, inverted phrases like, over your senses, you have no control. But it's also got great loopy images like, turn your head into a piece of meat, the disease of conceit. I can't think of any pop musician who's done more to earn his conceit than Bob Dylan, but this album proves he's sure no meathead.